She and her husband had been delighted, of course. They had been urging this for many years. But there was a condition. No gypsy who attended the church could apply for one of the new jobs. "And so," said the pastor's wife, "we are in this crossfire. Our members are leaving us, and as our congregation dwindles, the party has more and more of an argument for taking away our building. I don't think we will be here next year." And all at once she began to cry, soundlessly, inwardly, only her shoulders betraying her. I suggested that perhaps the three of us could pray about the things she had told us, and so we bowed our heads, and I prayed for her, and for her husband, for the gypsies, for the whole desperate situation in that little hamlet. When finally we raised our heads, her eyes were moist again as she said, "You know, years ago I knew that people in the West were praying for us, but now for many years we have not heard from them. We've never been able to write letters, and it's 13 years since we've received one. It has come to us that we are forgotten, that nobody is thinking of us, nobody knows our need, nobody prays." I at least was able to assure her from the depth of my heart that as soon as I got back, enough people would know about them that they need never again feel that they were carrying their burden alone. Once again the time was approaching when I should have to leave. My visa had almost expired. Most important, I knew that Corrie's time was almost here. My last hours in Romania were spent with Georgi and Jan. I arranged to leave on a Monday so I could attend the Sunday service with them. It was a meeting to remember. By now I was used to services lasting from 9 to 1, but this one lasted from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, breaking then for an enormous meal. Gheorghe was the speaker for the last sermon of the day. It was a very personal one. He talked about the shortness of breath that had plagued him for years. "But, do you know," he said, "when we had that wonderful conversation with our Bibles, something happened not only to my spirit, but to my body as well. I've been breathing better ever since." And then Gheorghe opened his Bible. "I have a final scripture that I should like to share with you, Andrew," he told me through the interpreter. "Will you open your book to Acts 20:36-38? I found the place. "This," said Gheorghe, "is the passage that says goodbye the way I should like to." And when we had spoken thus, he knelt down and prayed with them all, and they all wept and embraced Paul and kissed him, sorrowing most of all because of the words he had spoken, that they should see his face no more. And they brought him to the ship. I had to laugh at him applying words about Paul to me. "That's going from the highest to the lowest," I said.